Recovering Queen. The Queen Fan Podcast, where we talk about and play the songs we love. With Jay, Matt, and Ian.
Welcome to the Recovering Queen podcast, where we take a famous and sometimes not so famous Queen song and do a cover version of it, and then talk about what we've learnt, the methods and the madness. So let me welcome my other two hosts, Jay and Ian.
So what track are we doing tonight?
We are doing the much-loved Cool Cat from
Much Maligned
Hot Cool Space. Cat,
the perennial winner. Well, it's always in the top five, isn't it? The worst ever Queen tracks. And it's always there. Cool Cat always features. Yeah. Is that fair?
No. I'm not sure it is.
Well, that's it. That was supposed to be the ending. Oh. When we find out that it isn't.
But it isn't fair.
It's not a well-loved Queen track. That's for sure.
It's the first things first. Cool Cat is most famous for the fact that it is the song that made Freddie Mercury fall out with David Bowie. Is that a fact or is that fiction?
I don't know if you fell out with him. Bowie was... Yes, they did fall out in a way because he didn't want to be on it, did he?
Yeah, I think they did fall out quite badly about it because it was going to be released as a single. They'd pressed it all up and they had to cancel it all because David Bowie went, no, actually, I don't like it. I don't want it.
And quite right, too. If it is the version that you can hear quite freely on YouTube with David Bowie kind of going bomb, bomb, bomb on it and doing a little bit of a rap, is it, in the middle of it? It doesn't really contribute that much to it.
Well, it's seriously lazy if it was supposed to be a serious... I think it was one of those things where he sort of came in, did a little bit and never thought anything more of it. Until getting an email from or a letter from Freddie going, oh, we're just about to release it. It's like, hang on a second.
Best have a listen to that.
I don't know why they would have released that version. What I've heard is it really isn't adding anything to it. You know, I mean, considering what he contributed to Under Pressure, it seems quite a departure.
Yeah, but I'll give you a clue, is that the label would have been saying, oh, we love it when Bowie joins Queen because the sales go through the roof. So there's got to be some pressure from... Like the money people who are going, oh, this is
what you're saying. He was under pressure.
Yeah, they
to
were under
it.
Pressure to release. Cool Cat is exactly right, Jay.
So what I know about Cool Cat is that it's nearly performed in its entirety by John Deacon on drums, bass, everything except the electric piano, which I believe Freddie played, and obviously Freddie did all the singing.
Is it true that it was the first song that John did?
For Hot Space.
What do you mean?
That can't be true. What am I talking about? No, with Freddie. With Freddie.
As a collaboration.
John, that's
collaboration.
What I heard. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Mm. Because the second one is off It's a Kind of Magic, isn't it? Which is...
Friends Will Be Friends.
But unless you count things like... Stone Cold Crazy, which of course is Deacon, Mercury, May, Taylor.
And I think throughout the whole Queen canon, though, I think Deacon would have probably never written a song if it wasn't for Freddie encouraging to do so. So the story goes, he was always very supportive of bringing John out of his shell, so to speak.
Oh, wow. Thank God he did.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think Freddie's influence on Another One Bites the Dust, for example, that would have been, you know, nothing like what we hear had Freddie not got obviously very involved and very excited about it.
Yeah, I think that Freddie Mercury's music taste and John Deacon's music taste are probably, particularly by the 80s, are the most aligned. And I think that Brian and Roger were fed up with it because it was like... That Mercury and Deacon are taking the band in that sort of soul funk direction. And it's clearly Brian May and Roger hated it. And to the point where they refused to play on Cool Cat. So John Deacon had to play it all himself.
Mm. And there's a really nice quote by Roger at the time as well. I saw on one of these EPKs where he was quite open and honest about the fact. And this was actually when they were promoting the album, and he was like, yeah, there's some tracks on here I don't like. And I felt that that was so refreshing to hear that, you know, all you get these days is, oh yeah, we love it, everything's great. And they're just four individuals, very strong personalities. They're happy to disagree. They're stronger to have, you know, their own individual opinions. And I love that about them, that they could do that.
But I think that probably had started already on the game, and that things like Another One Bites the Dust is probably a lot of it is played by John Deacon.
Well, it does. It all of, you know, the whole of Hot Space does go back to Another One Bites the Dust, doesn't it? You know, massive, global, phenomenal hit, biggest band on the planet at the time, getting to number one in the Billboard R&B chart. And then they think, hey, that was good. Let's do some more like that.
Well, you know, I love the fact that they did do, and I know at the time I remember being confused when it came out and it wasn't what I was hoping for. But I do love it. I absolutely love it. I love the album, the body language, not so much the back chat, but some of those funky songs. I think they're amazing. Absolutely love them. And Cool Cat isn't one of them. However, I was really happy to look at it. And to be honest, I didn't know what to do off that album, because as with all Queen albums, they're amazing. And it was Ian that sent over the guitar part. And how did you come up with that, Ian, in the first place?
Well, it was just kind of digging down. It's like, it's always been a song that I haven't liked, but I think you've got to have faith in Queen and say, okay, it's the arrangement I don't like. I've never liked that really thin and reedy guitar kind of thing. The drums, I think they're played. Apparently they're played, but, you know, they do absolutely nothing. And obviously Freddie's vocal is an incredible performance, but it's not my favourite of his style. But just to, you know, have a look at the chords, strum along to it, and it's like, hello, there's actually an amazing song buried in this bizarre arrangement. So it's just a case of, well, let's just strum them out nice and folky, and then hand them over to you and say, well, here's the framework of what this song how the harmonic content of the song, that's what the harmonic content of the song is. Let's see what the song sounds like in a more acceptable arrangement to my ears, for instance, because obviously some people will like the original arrangement. I don't personally. But it turns out that it is an absolutely blinding song. It is such a great melody. The chorus is fantastic. There's that really interesting bit in the middle where it kind of goes into a minor key where Freddie goes super high. And it's a great song, full stop.
Yeah.
Can you name another Queen song where Freddie sings the whole thing in falsetto? Because doesn't he sing the whole thing in falsetto?
Yeah, everything. He goes so high, it's outrageous. Which is good, actually, for me, because when I came to sing it, I could actually go an octave lower and it was in my high range. So that was a nice surprise. Didn't have to actually change key on that one because it was so high.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you know what I noticed as well when I was doing the vocals on it was that the dexterity, I mean, we always talk about the quality of Freddie's voice in so many different ways, but the actual, the quality of the singing, I don't know how to describe it, maybe the timing or the dexterity of his voice, what he's able to do with it, it was incredibly difficult. It's one of those things where you think, oh, well, I can easily sing this. And actually, it was incredibly hard to do. And I had to do many, many takes. It wasn't just an easy sing-along with Freddie. It was difficult. And again, I had even more respect for what he does.
I was going to say, is it ever just sing-along a Freddie? No song I've encountered so far is anything other than an enormous technical challenge.
Technical, that's the word, thank you. It was a technical challenge. But I enjoyed sticking the those what are those little drums called?
Congas.
Bongos.
Congas, thank you. I enjoyed putting them on. I had to change the bass line as well, because although I'm a massive fan of John's playing, it didn't really work with the new arrangement. And so that had to go to something. I kept stripping it back and back and back until it became pretty much the root notes, which you wouldn't really want to do on a Queen song, because they never do. So, however, I sort of felt that it worked for this and it came out really well. And I was, yeah, really, really pleased with it.
I think that there's one thing that we should give Queen a bit of respect for on Hot Space is the fact that they are going deliberately to do something completely different. I mean, name a band that could go from Bohemian Rhapsody and like We Will Rock You, and within 4 years after We Will Rock You, or however many it is, you're doing something like Cool Cat. There's no band that sort of does that with their career, is there, really, that sort of goes, no, right, no, I'm just going to risk it on, like, doing disco funk. You know, it's like, it's pretty crazy, isn't it?
I wish it had been an EP with the all the electronic tracks all on, you know, a short, what would that be? So you take Action This Day Offside 1 and put Cool Cat on there, and just have that as the Queen Hot Space EP, and then they follow it up, like, you know, a couple of years later with you know, all the more rocky stuff. I think that would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah, because you always call it a cop out, don't you? Really, I mean, your thing is like Hot Space. If they'd just gone with the Staying Power, Body Language, Cool Cat all the way through,
yeah. All the way through, and not had Put Out the Fire on it, Calling All Girls,
Los Parabolas,
and Under Pressure.
And Under Pressure, yeah. I mean, obviously, Under Pressure, arguably their greatest track, but kind of shouldn't have been on that album anyway, should it? It was like the year before, wasn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't really represent that album, does it?
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't.
Not at all. But here's a quick question for you on the Cool Cat itself. When you listen to it now, have you gone back to listen to it since the recover that we did?
Yeah.
Have you gone back to listen to it, and do you hear it differently?
Totally
now?
Hear it differently. For the first time ever, I hear an absolutely brilliant song, a really well constructed pop song that I'd missed up until this point.
Yeah, same here. It was quite literally having to deconstruct the whole song to realise, yes, this is actually fantastic.
Yeah.
And now what's weird is it alters the way your brain then works. Then you're listening to it and think, oh, yeah, it's really good. Why didn't I see this before?
Yeah.
So
seems
bizarre.
So obvious now. I've been a fool.
Was that a joke, by the way? Deconstruct.
Deconstruct, yeah. I'm glad you noticed that. It's got a really lovely, is it syncopation? With the lyrics as well, with the Cool Cat, you know, tapping on the toe and all that sort of thing. It sounds lovely. It's slightly onomatopoeia, and I don't think that Queen have been always lauded for their lyrical content. Certainly their musical, obviously, but I did like the lyrics in Cool Cat. I thought they flowed really in a really nice way, and it made sense as a short story.
I quite like that third line as well, making out like you're the main line. That's a great lyric, isn't it?
But it is, isn't it, ultimately negative about the person? They're
a show-off.
Yeah, show-off, and they're never going to really hit the big time.
I think it's open to interpretation, but I certainly get the vibe that it's someone having a go at someone for thinking that they're too cool for school.
Yeah, hoping to hit the big time, isn't it, in the lyrics?
Hanging out and stealing all the limelight.
I wonder who it's about. Do you know, listeners?
Do write in and let us know. When you see the live footage of Queen at the Bowl and they do the songs, their Staying Power, absolutely amazing live version of it. They didn't play, never played Cool Cat live, ever. But what other tracks from Hot Space never got a live airing?
Las Parabolas.
No, that did. I saw that.
I can't even imagine what that sounds like.
It was a single, wasn't it? It was a single in South America.
In fact, it was number one during the Falkland crisis in Argentina.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, Las Parabolas de Amor.
Which is stunning.
Well, you're half right with Las Parabolas de Amor. It was only played once, and then only the introduction at Milton Keynes. But there's another one that never got an outing at all. Which one's that, listeners? Do write in.
Dancer.
Well done, Matt. Top Queen knowledge there. Yeah, thanks. Dancer.
You weren't never quick enough writing in.
Well, there might be another one. There might be a obscure B-side that we didn't know about.
But that could have been a really good track, as well, if they'd really rocked that up, because that is a, you know, it's kind of got more of the rock potential than perhaps Cool Cat Dancer.
Well, do you know what the other thing I thought about was about opening this whole thing up for other people's covers? Would that be fun?
Yeah. No, yeah, definitely. That'd be quite funny, actually.
Because even if they were better, it doesn't matter, does it? It's like, it's just... Mm-hmm.
Would be the conduit.
It's just fun, isn't it? Yeah. And it just... I don't know whether, you know, we say that each week or something, like, you know, do send us your covers and we'll play it out on the next one.
Mm. Yeah, no, I like it.
Or send us a link and we'll... Yeah, yeah.
Send us a link. We'll have a listen. We'll put it on. We'll maybe have a chat about it.
Yeah.
It's just all good content, isn't it? It'd just be interesting to see what other people come up with, I thought.
Yeah, no,
well,
let me
say something about that. And of course, this is just our interpretation of Cool Cat. But listeners, if you've done your own quiz, you can't giggle through it.
You can edit out me and Jay giggling. That's the good thing about it.
I can't edit out live whilst I'm trying to say it. You're just sniggering.
I just love the turn of into professionalism.
Like, yeah. the turn into professional. It's like watching a master at work.
Yeah. Well, look what he's doing, Matt. He's out of control.
So this is just our version of Cool Cat. If you've done a version of Cool Cat or any other Queen songs, why not send us a link? We'll have a listen. And who knows, we could be talking about your interpretation as well, because we've learned so, so much about Queen, their method and their madness in doing this project. It's been... absolutely fascinating, continues to be fascinating the more songs we do. So do get in touch. You can find us on the Twitter, Recovering Queen.
Is there any footage of them in the studio doing Cool Cat or any, you know, any from that period?
There is a bit of footage, isn't there, of them doing Hot Space Era. And they do all look knackered. Because the studio is studio's horrible. It's like looks like a sort of tower block in the middle of Germany, like in the middle of Munich. It's like this kind of just looks like it's part of
music land.
Yeah, it looks like a sort of part of a shopping centre or something.
And who made the decision to go to Munich? I mean, it's well known about the clubbing and all that. But I mean, would they have made the decision to record the album based on that?
I think Freddie probably
did. Was it where Mac was?
Oh yeah, it's Mac, isn't it? It's probably. It's probably Mac's studio or the studio that Mac worked at. Is that, in fact, is it Mac's?
Recorded in Montreux as well.
It's not Mac's first album, is it? The Game's Mac's first album, is that right?
Yeah, well, you know, because it's on Dragon Attack, isn't it?
It's got to be Mac.
It's got to be.
So the Hot Space Tour, they went out on tour to some 70 dates around the world. Started in April 82 at Scandinavia before Hot Space was released, which is a bit weird. Then that was released in May, and they toured until November, ending up in Japan.
So. Yeah, that live at Milton Keynes is a stonking video, isn't it?
Yeah, that was the kind of the culmination of the European leg, and then they had a bit of a break before heading off to I think they went off to the US and then Japan, the back end of the year. But yeah, and the interpretations of the Hot Space tracks on that are just fantastic.
Yeah, Staying Power's brilliant, isn't it? Kind of. John Absolutely. Bonham drums.
And Freddie with his all the stuff he's saying in between the songs on the slight defensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only a bloody record. Yeah. People get so excited about these things.
And that was Freddie live in the studio.
Without the lisp.
It wasn't, it was Ian.
Northern Freddie.
This is another collaboration, isn't it? So this is an odd one again in the fact that it's a collaboration between Ian and Jay this time, where Ian's done the backing and Jay's done the vocal again. And Jay's done all the... So Ian just did the guitar, and then that's kind of set the basis for Jay to do his...
Yeah, it sort of set the tone, didn't it? Set the tone, and then I didn't really do that much to it. It was just, a little bit of bongos, or what did you call them?
Congas.
Congas. What's the difference between a bongo
bongos
and a conga?
Are the small ones. And the congas are the big ones, but often people call them congos, which of course is the name of a river or an area of Africa.
Oh, or a great track by Genesis.
But yes, let us know what you think on the track. Can we do that? Can we ask people
they can interact with us on Twitter. What's our Twitter handle, Ian?
Recovering Queen. Or is it Recovering Q? You'll find us. I have faith in you, listeners.
Be interesting to hear what you think, but, you know, go easy. We're only human. Yeah. We love Queen and we're doing our best.
This is Cool Cat.
another sunshine away. Making out like you're the main line, 'cause you're a cool cat, tapping on the toe with a new hat. Ooh, just cruising, driving along like the swing king, feeling the beat of my heart, feeling the beat of my heart. Ooh, you're a cool cat, coming on strong with the chit chat. Ooh, you're alright, hanging out and stealing all the limelight, messing with the beat of my heart. Messing with the beat of my heart. You used to be a mean kid, making such a deal of life. And you wishing and hoping and waiting to really hit the big time. But did it happen? Fast. Slow down, slow down, you'd better slow down, slow down. You really know how to set the mood, really get inside the groove. Cool cat, tapping on the toe with a new hat. Ooh, just cruising, driving along like a swing king, feeling the beat of my heart, feeling the beat of my heart. Feeling the beat of my heart. Do you feel it? Feeling the beat of my heart. Ooh, feeling the beat of my heart. Yeah, yeah. Feeling the beat of my heart.
Feeling the beat.